Welcome back to Magic's Morning Mashup. Now, the SA Variety Bash is back this Saturday. And joining me right now is the bus bride from the EP team, the Runaway Brides, Sandra Lucan. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning.
For people that don't know what the Variety Bash is all about, can you give like a little bit of an overview?
Absolutely. I think this is the 34th year that the South Australian Bash has been going. Variety, the children's charity, have a few different motoring events, and the Variety Bash is one where old cars go kind of in the outback for a week, and all the cars have different themes, and it's our week of celebrating the fundraising that we've done during the year to raise money for special needs kids.
It's quite a long journey. What are some of the stops you're going to be making along the way?
We're starting in Adelaide at the Brickworks Market on South Road, and we go up to Partakuna Station at south of the Flinders there and have a night there, across to Roxby Downs for a night, and then Glen Dambo, across to Sejuna for a couple of nights, and then we come back to Mount Ives, across to Wyala, and then we finish in Tanunda the following Saturday.
So how many kilometres is that?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the tally this year. It's probably, I don't know, between, you know, because we often just use tracks and go through station property, etc. But I'm just guessing probably about 2,500, I suppose. And then
wow.
And then we've got to get to Adelaide and get back again.
That's absolutely fantastic. And, of course, you're raising money as well. How much have the brides raised so far?
Well, we don't actually raise money on the bash. The fundraising cut off on Monday, so our fundraising year is complete, and now the week away is just to celebrate. The amount we've raised is announced tomorrow night, so I can't tell you that yet.
Oh, come on.
So what, just between you and me? No, I can't, no, that's announced tomorrow night at a function in Adelaide, and then we find out, you know, who's raised what. So always kept quiet until that announcement. But we've had a pretty quiet year this year. We had a huge year last year, and we were the highest fundraisers in the state and raised $206,000. So you can imagine how much work went into that. So we decided this year we were going to have a bit of a quiet year, and but we've still done very well, and we're very proud of what we've done due to the, you know, the thanks to our sponsors here who understand our need to help kids that just need that little kickstart or a little bit of help, you know, sick, disadvantaged and disabled. So even though we haven't been actively holding events, we've got wonderful businesses here that just write a check out and help us help the kids. So to know that we have raised what we've done is just amazing to our supporters, and we're very grateful.
And is there any other major changes, I guess, to the Runaway Brides in the 2022 Variety Bash compared to other years?
Well, we have got a different crew this year, although this will be my 16th consecutive bash. Deb
wow.
White's coming again. This is her 10th consecutive, so that's a great milestone to reach for Deb. And then this year we've got my husband in the car, and he's normally in a car from Lamoureux called the Mallee Bull. So he's a runaway Mallee Bull, and he's in the car this year. And I think this is his 14th bash, not continuous, but 14th bash. And then we've got Simone Bertram, who's coming back for her third bash. And we've not actually, Deb and I haven't bashed with Simone yet. She was in the car with Emma Pedler when Emma took it, when I was chairing the event. So we're looking forward to having a bit of fun with Simone.
Fantastic. And for people that want to, I guess, keep up to date with the progress of the Variety Bash and also the Runaway Brides, where can they go to just keep on track?
We'll do some Facebook. We've got a Facebook, it's Runaway Brides MLC, or Variety Bash Car MLC Runaway Brides, I think it's called. Channel 10 do a report every night on the news of where we are. I'm pretty sure they're doing that again this year, so people can see that at night time. And then we'll try and do updates along the way, like I said, on the Facebook when we've got signal.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you all the very best for the 2022 Variety Bash. Sandra Lucan, thank you so much for joining the Morning Mashup today.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.